Aircheckdownloads.com.
American Top 40.
Counting down the week's most popular songs, we're up to number 33. It's Piano in the Dark. And shedding a little light on some piano trivia, we find that this instrument's been with us for centuries. And if you want to get a look at the oldest piano still in existence, you'll find it at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. That grand old piano was built more than 260 years ago, in 1720 in Florence, Italy. According to the Guinness Book, that's the oldest piano around. Now, here's Brenda Russell and Joe Esposito singing with the 88, Piano in the Dark.
When I find myself.
Piano in the Dark. Brenda Russell featuring Joe Esposito. They took that song to number 6. Now it tumbles from 22 to 33. We're counting down the hottest hits in the USA, and they don't stop till we reach the top.
Number 32.
Up 4 notches, the new duo from Philadelphia called DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Their debut album is He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper. And their first hit is Parents Just Don't Understand. Parents Just Don't Understand. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They wrap up 4 notches to number 32. Up next, more rapid fire rap. 3 girls rapping at the speed of sound.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
AT40 originates in Hollywood. From LA, here are 3 teenage girls who call themselves JJ Fad, rapping at the speed of sound. At number 31, Supersonic.
We're JJ Fad, that's it.
Supersonic, JJ Fad, down a notch to number 31. First hit for the female rap trio. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a young woman who's learning to live with heartbreak. She's trying everything, including dating other men. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood, counting down the most popular songs in the USA. I'm Casey Kasem. We'll continue in a moment. 30 big ones on our way to number 1. In Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. We're counting down the biggest hits in the nation, and on we go.
Number 30.
With her sophisticated sound and elegant look, some critics have called her the new Queen of Cool. She and her band move a notch this week with their current hit, Paradise. Here's Sade. Sade and Paradise, climbing a notch to number 30, the English group's 4th Top 40 hit. You're listening to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is from a 21-year-old woman from a small town in Iowa who writes from her heart. She writes, Dear Casey, I met Dennis when I was 8 years old and he was 6. He was and still is my best friend. In high school, Dennis and I took a chance with our best friend relationship and dated for about a year and a half. But through the strain of him going away to college and people telling us we were too young to be involved, it ended. It's been 9 months now since we've broken up, but the love I have for him is endless. I can't get him out of my heart, and it hurts so bad. I've tried everything. I avoided seeing or talking to him, dated other people, put away everything he's ever given me, taken all our photos down, but nothing helps. Every moment of every day, I wonder how he's doing, if he ever thinks of me, and what the chances are of us ever getting back together. I feel like a dagger has been driven through my heart. He's back from college now, but he says since we've broken it off, we should continue to give each other space right now. He tells me he loves me, but it's better for both of us to wait and get back together when we're absolutely ready. I'm now seeing and talking to him pretty regularly, but on a friendship basis. Thank God we still have that. But when I pull out of his driveway, that emptiness creeps right back into my heart again. Casey, could you please play Endless Love for Dennis? Whether or not Dennis and I ever do get back together, I know from this feeling in my heart that my love for him is endless. Thank you, Christy. Christy, here's your long-distance dedication. A number one song back in 1981. Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love. A long-distance dedication from Christy in Iowa to Dennis. If there's a long-distance dedication you'd like to make, grab a pen and paper, and I'll have the address for you in a couple of moments as the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
Now, here's the address for long-distance dedications. Long-distance dedication, American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood. Zip code 90028. The countdown rolls on now with Steve Winwood's new song, Roll With It. And we do at number 29. Steve Winwood, rolling with soul sounds from the 60s. He moves up four notches to number 29 with the title song from his new album. 28 big ones to number one as the countdown keeps rolling.
Kissy's Coast to Coast.
Aircheckdownloads.com.